Hello, everybody. This is RSVP Talk Lifestyle. This is Yami and my co-host, Lucky.
Hey, hey.
How you doing today, Lucky?
I'm good. How are you, Yami?
I'm great. Awesome. I don't know if any of our fans and listeners out there heard us yesterday. We were on the RSVP morning talk show.
That was so much fun.
We were so much fun. In a room with five sexy, successful chocolate men. That was our dream.
Right?
Yeah.
All in the same room.
We finally did it.
We did.
Yes. But pretty cool.
It was very cool. They were a lot of fun. We're going to have them come on our lifestyle.
I love how we got a couple of them to kind of admit that they're part of the lifestyle and open up.
Right? I thought I saw one of them blush. I'm not too sure, but because it was kind of far away. But I thought I saw a tinge of a blush on one. And I'm not sure they were ready for us.
No. And of course, you know, the guys that weren't part of it wanted to definitely, how do we get tickets? And,
right.
There's no tickets into the lifestyle. Well, I mean, unless you're going into a venue, which that's what we're talking about today, kind of a difference between venues and private parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for venues, you do have to buy tickets, actually.
Yes, you do. In a certain way. Usually bands.
Memberships, not tickets.
Yes. But speaking of venues, there's lots of different venues and tons of them around here in Florida, where up north there really isn't a whole lot of them. It's kind of like a...
I think there are. Yeah, you've got to look
you've got to really know someone to be invited. At least up in Boston, that's how it was for
us. Yeah, I was just going to say that when I was in New York, like it was definitely... if you knew someone, then you can purchase
and then
a
they
membership.
rent a space in a hotel, and then they'd have a couple rooms, or they might have a floor blocked off for that event. But really, it was a very much more hush hush. Where here, there's like actual clubs and venues and all different sorts of things. So it's pretty cool. It's really cool.
Well, I think it's still kind of hush hush here. I think we're just not hush-hush about it because, I mean, don't you see how in the talk show too yesterday they were kind of like, what? There's resorts out here? Like, a lot of people, don't know, but then either, like, some people have heard a certain name, like Secrets, and they're like, oh, I've heard of that place.
Right, or definitely.
I've always wondered what it is. And
or, yes, they've heard, they've heard the other ones.
You know, they've heard it's just a naughty spot. Like, there's more. There's more than just that one.
Well, the Denny's next door to the venues, that definitely knows who we are when we come in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you're coming from next door, huh?
The McDonald's across the street.
Yeah,
I've walked in there with a slutty outfit. Just wanting large fries.
Me too. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got to smack the little nippy covers on to go into Denny's. Okay. Oh, we're ready now.
Just the nipple cover, though. No
just
shirt.
No shirt. Just the nipple covers. Just so we can get in and, like, eat, drunk as anything.
There's resorts, there's cruises.
Yes, there's different cruises. Those look pretty wild too.
And there's big house parties. The private parties, I don't know if they're considered private, but I guess they are.
Well, I know of one venue,
some people
somewhere
sell
up in
tickets for their house parties.
The middle of nowhere, Lake County, I believe it is, which is really pretty rural, so no offense anyone, but just too rural for me. But there is a spot that is is considered a club, but it isn't a house. People do live in the house, but then there's a huge, I guess, property.
Treehouse.
Oh, whoa, that'd be
that's not the one I was thinking of.
That'd be a dope-ass swinger party, though.
But that sounds like really fun. That's a real treehouse, isn't it?
Mary Jane
no, there's a place
and
called the treehouse.
But
it has a treehouse in the back. There's a house with a pool and rooms.
Oh,
and
he's
stuff
being
like
serious.
That.
Oh
yeah,
I've heard of the tree house, and I heard it was an actual tree house.
Oh. Yeah, there's a tree house that has two rooms in the tree house. That's what I heard.
But see, there was the one I was thinking of.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, there's a ranch I heard of up in, I believe it might be Eustace.
It's called the ranch. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly
that's
the ranch.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. And that's a private.
They work hard for these names.
Well,
I heard it just has a lot of different small houses, like small, like cabin rooms.
They look like little sheds,
Little sheds, yes. Yes. Allegedly, that's what I heard.
If you ever want to fuck, you can fuck in a shed. That's really.
That's allegedly.
Make it sound cuter. Little cabin.
So, allegedly.
Shed sounds like a.
So,
like
if you'd like us, however, to talk about your venue. You know, you could definitely most definitely sponsor us.
Oh, allegedly. Yes, of course.
Allegedly.
We are not opposed to hosting an evening.
No, or doing our show from your event.
Our crew.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Word of the day today, allegedly.
Allegedly. We allegedly tend these venues.
Like I've never been to these venues. I'm just saying it's what friends have told me.
What friends, asking friends. For a friend, asking. We're so also asking for a friend, what's your first experience at a venue?
And
which kind of venue did you go to?
Well, I ended up going to one that begins with the word eyes, so... I was somewhere.
Eyes Wide Shut.
You can
allegedly.
Say that.
Allegedly, Eyes Wide Shut. That would be the one.
The place in Tampa that I heard allegedly about?
Allegedly, that is the one.
Okay.
Yes. And that was different. That was pretty cool. And that's where, you know, I broke into the lifestyle and had my first experience, allegedly. So, yeah.
So, that was, is there anything for your first time where it would have made you more comfortable if they changed something? Or was it... easy going.
You know, it's funny. I think that I thought being that elusive unicorn that, you know, people would see me by myself and they'd come up to me and be like, hey, what's up? And I found that it for the first 3 hours, like, everyone's just looking me up and down and I'm smiling or whatever. And buying drinks, you know, and I'm pretty – sometimes I can get very shy. And, of course, being my first time, I was terrified. So I wasn't going to be walking up to anybody like, hey, what's up? You know, that was the only thing is that I think when you're going to the venues, it's like if you're a new person, it could be kind of nice if you're the kind of couple that are very outgoing and, you know, not the shy type to come up and introduce yourself. And, you know, if you notice someone's nervous or whatnot, to kind of break them in and, you know, at least make one friend when you're – because it's really weird sitting in a venue that's especially a swingers venue with no one talking to you or approaching you. So, but I got to know the MC that evening, who she was so cool, and introduced me to that couple.
I was just going to say that, you know, usually in the venues, they have people hosting the nights and they'll have newbie nights.
Yes,
they
and
have
I didn't.
Newbie nights.
Yes.
Allegedly.
This is what we heard.
Allegedly.
I like the newbie nights because it's, you know, the weekends can be very intimidating.
Yes. Yes.
Even for me. And I've been in the game for about a little over
okay.
a long time.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Now we're just trying to get sponsors of a lot of people. Okay, I understand. I understand the game, Yami. I understand.
Damn, I lost my train of thought.
He was lying, saying that you get intimidated.
You
night.
Allegedly intimidated.
Allegedly.
Oh,
allegedly.
Yeah. But it's just you get to kind of it's less people. People are a little more
relaxed,
laid back.
Right.
And it's not on the weekend. Everyone's, you know, wanting to get shit faced and get as laid as quickly as possible.
Exactly.
Because, you know, time is. Is money.
Exactly. And you know, the venues that do have those host couples, it's really nice because then, you know, if, you know, you're kind of brand new and you've never seen it and you're never, you know, gone to anything like it, then they can, you know, kind of guide you around. And I know the Eyes Wide Shut, allegedly called, you know, they do kind of like a tour before they open their playroom. So it's kind of cool, but it really doesn't get you to meet and greet people. It's just kind of being led on a little tour.
Yeah, definitely ask to take the tour. I think a lot of people, when they go into the venue, they don't – either they forget to offer because there's a line or
– You'd love the dungeon there, though.
I do love the dungeon. I have volunteer tribute to like giving tours at venues just because I love it. I love seeing people's like, oh my God, like there's a freaking dungeon.
Right.
Like, there's literally people getting spanked right now. And I'm like, yes, look at them.
I would imagine
off
giving
to
the tours
showers.
Is
Let's
really
go.
Fun. I would assume it would be really fun because that way you get to meet people and you get to like break them in and, you know, show them around.
Break them in.
Yeah, well, isn't that, you know,
yeah,
you want to break them in.
I like.
They're
I
newbies.
Like, yeah, virgins are the best.
Yeah.
And always. All the different ways.
Especially bisexual females if they're newbies. Yeah, we break them in. Got to.
Pop those cherries.
Popping cherries left and right.
I question my life when I'm here on Thursday. On Tuesday, I question my life. Like, this is where my life has come.
Well, that's not bad, chasing after newbies.
So my
gotta
first,
break them in sometime.
Yeah, my first time at a venue, it was my person at this time's birthday, and I was kind of just looking online for, like, because I had heard of the Woodshed. We're just out here naming everybody's
allegedly.
Names. Allegedly.
Well, we get a lot of free sponsorship.
Yeah,
here.
They better.
Right? Allegedly.
Allegedly, there's a place allegedly. Called the Woodshed. Allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly, we're getting sponsored.
But it's about BDSM and, you know, that community.
Yes, yes, yes. And now, do they have the rope play there? I'm very curious.
They do classes.
Oh.
So that's
every Friday, allegedly.
Whoa,
oh, really?
I heard that on Fridays at 8 o'clock, they do a class for new people to introduce them to the lifestyle and see if they want membership. Allegedly, according to their website.
Allegedly. Oh, okay.
Oh, they also have a Dominatrix 101 night. Yeah.
Ooh.
I would want
I would allegedly
that.
Go to
that's,
that one,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't allegedly. I would do it.
That's the rumor.
Vocally.
The rumor. Oh, okay. Well, I would allegedly do the Dominatrix one. I want to see that. And the ropes. The ropes are really cool, I must say. They seem to be very intricate.
I want to learn how to tie myself up because, like, I've seen girls, you know, go out and they'll, like, have that whole underneath their clothes, the rope, like in a cool ass design.
Right. Like, some really cool ones. Absolutely.
You know you're kinky when you could tie yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be a bad bitch to tie
you
yourself
don't
up.
Care.
That's some
yeah.
skills.
It's, yeah.
Very, very good skills.
I need no one.
So have any of you ever been on those alleged swing cruises, allegedly?
Not yet. I've never even been on a cruise. It terrifies me.
Well, I was told that singles can't go on them.
What?
Yeah, because
women
even
can?
Women?
Well, that's what I thought. There was one that I was looking into that even single women could not. It was no singles at all. It had to be or you had to be with a couple.
Allegedly.
I
saw single women when I was doing my research for the show.
Really?
Research.
Then it
for
was
the show.
Not the cruise that I was looking
was
at.
Was it a cruise allegedly called Blitz? Allegedly, that's what I heard it's called.
Allegedly, I think that was the one.
I swear to God, if you guys fucking see it,
because
there's
one
more time.
I know there was another one that I forgot the name.
The biggest
of.
One is the Bliss one, allegedly. That's what they say online on the public chats about it. Because I'm not part of any, you know, websites that do that. So, you know, publicly.
Oh. But I would suppose if I was going to just get the cabin for myself, I would have to pay, allegedly, the couple's rate.
Right? Damn.
If I wanted to...
Fix your lives, cruises.
Right? Well,
make
to
it,
go on a regular
it,
cruise...
unicorn friendly.
To go on a cruise, allegedly, whatever line you go on, if you're a single person, you have to still pay for two because it's the bunk type of thing for the cruises I've been on. So I'm not sure how the lifestyle cruises.
Yeah, we're live on the radio station. Everybody hear you, but on Facebook.
Oh, okay. No one just heard any of our conversation.
People, let me tell you, people do that. My Wednesday show, we'll be talking and talking, and then all of a sudden, like 20 minutes into it, hey, we can't hear you. Like, you couldn't tell us that when you first came on.
Thank you, Jason Stryker, for letting us know that
we're on mute.
On mute on Facebook Live.
Thank you.
We love you.
See, that's why people got to download the app.
That is very true. That is true. That is true.
So they have no idea what we're talking
about. Fucking app.
Yeah, get the fucking app, goddammit.
Damn, don't let us get all dom on you, mother.
Right. So we were discussing the different types of venues for those now listening in that were unmuted. We're talking about different types of venues. So between, you know, the different clubs that are around, house parties. Right now we're working on the alleged Bliss cruises. That's allegedly. What we heard.
Allegedly, there allegedly. Is a swing cruise called yes. Bliss, allegedly.
Allegedly. And then there are different websites to go on as well that you can meet people as well, versus if you're kind of the more shy person and don't, you know, or you're not into the club scene. Or
allegedly, it's called swingslifestyle.com, allegedly. Another one's allegedly. Called SDC, allegedly.com. Allegedly.
Are you on, allegedly are you on those, lifestyle. Are you on those websites?
Allegedly, I'm on it, SLS.
I am
if
not.
You see me on there, it's because they stole my picture and put up a fake profile.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
If for any reason you see me on any
I
of them.
I think allegedly I saw you on that
catfish,
one.
They catfished me on those things.
Oh.
Somebody could,
no, someone really did catfish me on a... What's that swipey thingy, Tinder or whatever?
No for way, real? Really?
I've been catfished. Yeah, I've shown up. People, yeah, dude, there's a lot. Wow.
Damn, so that means we really don't have that date on Friday? Damn.
Oh, it's okay.
I said, oh, yummy, I swipe left. And, hey, let's go out. I was like, yeah, yummy, you could have asked me on Tuesday. Oh, she's like, well, I was shy. I was like, oh, that's okay, but wow. Changed my plans.
But allegedly, you were catfished, huh?
Allegedly, I was catfished. Oh. If you see my face... Well, good thing you don't see my face on the Facebook. So
they should make like a at this point like a swingers Tinder kind of app,
right? You guys, they really should. On
whoever
can design an app, do exactly. Because
I think guys would be way too thirsty on that one.
Well, I mean, isn't that the same thing as the the SLSs and the
they're thirsty on Facebook?
But it's like profile and stuff like that. But that everywhere. Right, the swipe left. I mean. Too many, yo! Imagine you a unicorn on a swinger swipe left like Tinder. Oh my God, your box would be so full. Yo would have some problems. Like you couldn't even get through all them. Dudes be thirsty as hell. So I don't know if that's even a good idea for women, man.
All right, maybe not.
It'll be harassment.
So have you gotten dates out of the profiles?
Yes, actually. Okay. Actually, for a while, that was kind of how I met like couples and how I'd get together with them. I didn't necessarily go to the club and hook up with anybody.
Is your profile validated? That's why I allegedly they heard they do once you do actually meet somebody and they put a validation on it. That's what they said on the website because I read up on the website.
And how you're popular is if how many profile. Times you've been validated.
I said, that's what I read on the open forum public.
Allegedly, that's what the owners of the website told me.
Allegedly,
that's what the open forum said.
That's what the fucking agreement
and for
said.
Those, and for those that just now listening, we're using the word allegedly a lot today. This is the key word.
I'm just probably going to be having nightmares of that fucking word. And then I'm going to be using it all day tomorrow on my regular ass day because of you guys.
I allegedly like,
yeah,
did
so
this.
Allegedly, fuck. No. That's not what I'm trying to say.
So, but yes, allegedly I'm on SLS. Allegedly. If you see me on any other sites, then I just must have got catfished. But, you know. Mm.
But shameful.
Allegedly, I had been validated on my old profile, on my new profile.
So what was the first experience you had in a venue? You told me what you did, but what was your first sexual experience?
My threesome at that venue.
Okay.
The one called Eyes Wide Shut, allegedly, venue.
So you had a threesome that night?
I had the threesome that night. That was my first
your
threesome.
First night. You scored the first night. I first scored time the first at a venue.
Thank you, Miss MC.
Yes. She oh, you fucked like, the MC?
No, she introduced me to the couple because remember
that's
I
really
said...
That's really mixing business and pleasure. No, right? I
wait.
Wow, that's how you roll, allegedly.
She wasn't doing business at that time.
That's how you allegedly roll.
Now we can't fuck the MCs. No, sorry. Me and the MC were talking because she was like, you know, I've seen you here. You know, is this your first time here? I'm like, yes, it is. How did you tell? Did I have like the virgin and the headlight look on my face? And she's like, well, kind of, yeah. And I'm like, well, it's funny. I go, no one's... You know, I'm kind of shy, and this is my first time, so I'm not kind of comfortable with, you know, going around to different couples being like, hi, I'm so-and-so, what's up, you know? So she's like, well, have you ever been to a swingers club? I'm like, no, this is my first time going into the lifestyle period, never been into a swingers club, never, you know, I'm exploring my bi side, so I figured maybe this is the best way to do it, but I don't know anyone, and I'm not from the area. I had just decided to go to the beach one weekend and decided, oh,
was
I'm
that
bored.
The first
I'm going to go
you,
to swingers club.
You licked we're the not.
Cooch. A, oh,
that was ooh, that was my first question. Bisexual experience, my first threesome. So I was terrified, but me and I got into it in like 3 minutes flat. It was like, okay, all right, I'm good. This is cool. So and then she was like, "Are you sure you've never done this before?" I'm like, "Okay, yes."
So you just, you just, so that you went, there was no hesitation. It was just straight to it. Just like,
it was like straight to it. Straight to, yeah, straight to
it. Did you swallow?
Oh, wait, which one?
Her, yes. Yeah. Did him too, but I didn't swallow him. I let her do that.
Oh.
But yeah. But that was my first threesome. That was my first bisexual experience. Come swapping. Yes, that is.
Come what?
Come swapping. Come swapping. So it's cum swapping is when, you know, the guy, you know, well, maybe both girls are giving the guy head or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. playtime down there for the gentleman.
Exactly.
And then, you know, one swallows but doesn't, like, well, not swallows, but
right, it has it in her mouth, and then
like a chipmunk saves it in her mouth and then spits it into the other girl's mouth, and they kind of play with it. It's,
yeah,
Come swapping.
You have done that before?
The Reading Rainbow. I have allegedly. Not. I have given a blowjob with people involved giving blowjobs with me, but not come swapping, no.
Have you done that, Kimberly?
I think that's a personal.
No, I haven't quite done that. Yeah, that's, yeah. For me, yeah, the girl having gone down on girls is no problem.
Some people love that
For me, I feel like, you know how some people feel like the kissing is a really, really intimate and they won't do that? For me, swallowing your guy's blows, that's intimate.
That is. Perfect.
I don't mind sucking off your dude, but the swallow part, I'll let you go to. Yeah. That's your go-to. Yeah.
Like, let me know as soon as then I'm moving away, like.
Well, you kind of know. You know when a guy's about to come.
We got to be adults here. Come on, man. We grown people.
Well, you know when a guy's about to.
Swallow all the sperm. For real.
You got, the pre-cum thing is fine.
You spit it out. I'm insulted. That's good jizz right there.
You got to make it hot, though. You can't just be like, oh, like, you know, you got to be like, oh, yeah, like, just spitting all over his cock and, like, he comes and then, like, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know if it's jizz or it's spit. He's fine.
Right. There you go.
No. I need to see dry mouth. We need to.
Dry.
That's free protein I'm giving away.
Oh my gosh! No, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
No.
And then what about this? Like, let's be real. Guys come taste according to their fucking like their health to their diet.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna be swallowing your cum, I need to know that you have a healthy diet, because then therefore. I know what I'm ingesting.
Yes, because there's been guys that like swallow is no problem, and then other times it's just like.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
you're bringing bad memories back.
Allegedly, when you do oral sex, is your goal to make a man actually come? Or
oh
is it
my
just
god,
a
let a guy not come for a girl. That is like the worst.
Damn, then I'm horrible.
Yeah, right?
We are going to go insane, and it like hurts us. Like we're like, what did we not do right?
Exactly.
What did we do?
But what about if he's just like long lasting and just?
It's still like I'm like done. I'm like putting my hair up.
Like, challenge accepted.
You got sweat beading down your forehead, and you're just like
challenge
you're on a mission.
Accepted.
Exactly, you're on a mission, man.
Yeah, so that's how I take it. I've had guys that take a long time to come.
Yeah, and it
is. But I'm there, baby. I'm there. We're going to make this happen. And if we pass out trying, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try again.
Exactly. Right? Because you got it.
I can't go near with you. I got that problem.
Usually, though, guys come so easy in the morning. I think everyone comes super easy in the morning. Like, that's like the sensitive, the most sensitive. That's the most sensitive time.
You're
sober. Like, because sometimes, you know, guys that can't come is because. You know, you're on shit, drinking, whatever the fuck you're doing the night before.
Right.
So they can last longer.
But in the morning, they were already up. So exactly. It's like,
so in the morning, things have washed away out of their system. So it's easier for them to kind of focus on the feeling instead of what's happening at the moment.
Right. Okay.
And be able to ejaculate.
Yeah.
So okay, I don't know, like, what are you fucking saying, Cass? Like, you never come? Like, should we be concerned?
You don't. Yeah. like, is this an issue we need to discuss, or?
My wife did call me abnormal, but, you know, we're not talk about that, though.
Okay.
Are you happy with your performance?
Oh, no, my performance is phenomenal.
Okay. Oh, okay,
I've just been told my performance is way too long.
No, yeah, that's never a bad thing.
And even,
that's not a bad thing.
I'm just a weird person where orally I can't it's so hard. It takes so long
for
me
guys.
To do that during that. It's like, it's not an easy thing for me to do.
Again,
so it has nothing,
again,
it has nothing to do
with
accepted.
A female, how they're doing
no,
it.
No, no, no. I've had in my life.
Because I think in a female mind, it's a way of, you know, were we not doing something right to get you
absolutely.
Off?
Absolutely. Every time.
Female.
Every single time. Even if she's like, oh, okay, you know, I don't care. Well, hold on. Because there has been times where I'm literally just using a guy and I really don't care if they came. I just get mine and like, well, sorry for you.
And that's so selfish.
Sorry for you.
So question. So let's try to get it back on the topic. So oral sex at these, do you take that time at these venues or that's more of a private thing? Because, you know, I mean, if you're at a club and you're having fun, allegedly in the playrooms that they have at these places, which allegedly I heard they have, you know, are you going to... Is that going to be the goal at that time? Or is it like, well, we're just going to do it for a little bit and then move on?
Well, I think allegedly in the club venues that we do go to, yeah, you don't have that time to really have longer oral sexual escapades,
Well, okay.
Unless
so
you're just doing that.
You guys are talking about the playrooms. So, for example, I've never played in the playrooms because that is way too public for me. That is way too many people that I don't know putting hands on me. And, like, I need to be... a certain degree of private. So then in the venues, they do have, I'm not sure if every venue has it, but certain
most
do where they
do
have
private yes.
hotel rooms that you can rent.
Yes. And actually at the allegedly Eyes Wide Shut one it is. Yes. There's different themed ones.
You have different themed rooms allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly. And allegedly they all have like their own Bose speakers so you can kind of set the tone. And
yeah. You can throw your own little private party inside of a venue. So it's kind of fun. You can go to the nightclub or go to the mix and mingles that they have and then pick the people you want to invite back into your room. And make it a little more private there.
But
it doesn't have to be banging.
Some
of
the venues don't have like rooms like that. So like allegedly at the Eyes Wide Shut venue, you have a time limit in the private rooms.
Oh,
so you have exactly. So
wait, you pay for the time?
There is a certain
like
there
a hooker
time
hotel.
So
now you don't pay for it. What I heard is that you go in membership.
Yes.
And it's just a place just like I allegedly at Seekers where they have the playroom but then private rooms.
Yeah.
Just like that there. They just don't have hotels.
Right. But they have an attendant that will take you to whatever room is open or if you request, you know, the Egyptian room.
Oh, because
or the,
there are private rooms inside of the playroom too.
Yes.
Yes. Totally okay, exactly. Yeah. So they have like about 12 of them allegedly.
How much time do they give you?
They give you 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah, who could do anything in 1 hour? What type of crap
well,
is
exactly.
1 hour?
Exactly.
Allegedly, I don't
well,
know.
So allegedly you have to then get out and then go back to another room.
If you're having a threesome, that's definitely not a 1 hour thing.
Well, they time
it's
you
1 hour.
There.
That's 1 hour per maybe.
They're knocking on that door at like exactly 60 minutes. Time's
this
up.
This guy over here. This guy. 1 hour, it's not enough time. I need 50.
Right. Well. Yeah. I guess.
No. Not 50. Like maybe 3 hours.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll. You know, they'll charge you for extra time. I don't know. I just.
Okay.
Know that
so
they
that's
only give
a
that 1 hour.
That's a con.
That's a con.
Yeah. So timed rooms. Yeah. That's kind
of. You know,
weird.
The big open rooms or the group rooms or all of that. You know, there's no time on that. But the private rooms are timed.
Like, what do they do? Like, you're mid pounding a pussy. Like, they're just gonna be like, excuse me.
Yep.
Sir.
And
sir.
They'll tell you.
Sir,
all right. Well, we're gonna be back in like 2 minutes. You need to
sir,
be
you
out.
Sir, you need to come quick. Yep. Hurry up.
Okay. So let's say I'm a dick. So I'll just keep getting fucked and not move. What are you gonna do? Like, you're gonna remove us from fucking? I want to see them carry me out.
I'm
going to
yank the cock out the pussy.
Titties flapping in the air. And my guys
dick swinging.
Or
allegedly you will be moving to the open
area.
Or
they'll just be like, you're never allowed.
I don't know. I mean, they might get a bouncer and do that. They might ban you from the playroom.
I wonder if bouncers have ever had to like break up like a naked fight or something.
I'm sure they have.
I'm sure they have
at
some point.
You should have a bouncer from one of those clubs.
Oh, my God. Right? We should.
We really should.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Any bouncers at any of the venues, please. Please come talk to us. We're curious to know.
Right? Yeah, or anyone that works at the venues that has some like nice dirty dirt. Some good dirt.
Yes, we'd love you to
I'm sure they see some crazy shit. I'm sure the maids see and pick up some crazy shit.
I'm sure those playroom attendants see more than they ever bargained for in their lifetime.
I've fucked up some hotel rooms. Yes.
I bet they've seen quite, I bet they have stories upon stories.
So you haven't done any private parties?
I've never done a private party, no. Not like one of those house parties where, no, not at all. I would love to.
It's definitely a lot more comfortable. It's with people you know.
Okay.
You know, and if it's not someone you know, it's someone who knows someone you know. So there's still like that.
So you'll still have a contact of someone, of knowing someone and not being completely uncomfortable in a room, house full of people, so to speak.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think for you to be able to get to those private parties, you'd probably have to meet people in the lifestyle. And to meet people in the lifestyle, usually it's in the venues.
Yeah,
so it's a process. Yes.
Or allegedly online.
This is true. Or allegedly online.
I
need to tap into that. I need to tap into that.
Yes, the alleged sites that go on. Yes.
Or hotel room parties. They have those.
But like not like unless it's like a hotel takeover.
Well, I heard they have like crawls. Rent like three bedroom villas.
I think allegedly that's at Caliente. Allegedly that's the place they're at.
Caliente is like a resort, but it's not really a swingers resort. It's like an old people resort.
Oh. Right. Well, you know, I heard that they're more moving now towards that because I know that it used to be more of a whole family-ish type of nudist resort versus swingers, but I've heard that they're kind of more moving towards the swingers.
Allegedly.
Okay. But allegedly you go to the villas. Online.
Yeah. That's what I read online. I mean, you know, I just read things online.
Oh, so yeah.
I've almost
deep throated this fucking microphone.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
I'll never look at that mic the same.
Me neither.
Ooh,
we have bonded. That's... No swallowing from me, though. Sorry, microphone. Yes.
Microphone's got some girth, though, girlfriend. That's.
Oh, my gosh. We'll get to some conversation about humongous dick. Some other day.
Yes, that will be our topic of conversation another day. But
I shall be there for that one. If that, I'm sorry.
I will be the
if the I'll muse. Be the example. If that's what muse. You want to know. So what you want to know about that?
Model.
But allegedly, there's some really popular resorts all over the world. It's something I think in Jamaica. There's a allegedly Hedoism one called Hedoism too.
That's what it said online.
Yes, that's. That's allegedly the name of that one. That seems to be fun,
it seems
too.
Like Cass has allegedly been to all of the venues.
You know
he
what?
Has I, allegedly
no,
has.
I've read. I just like to read online.
Oh, uh-huh.
I like to do my research before each show.
But I do hear people in the lifestyle, and I'm starting to kind of maybe get into that mentality as well, I think. Once you're in the lifestyle and the way we party and how freely we are, I get a lot of, why the fuck would we go to a regular bar or waste our money on a regular venue? Yeah.
Exactly.
If.
Yes.
Like, I want to go party, yes, eat, yes. Drink, and then fuck.
Yeah.
So that's what allegedly people say.
Allegedly. And they're like, you know you're going to get laid at a swingers resort partying. You have more odds.
Well, not everybody gets laid because you got some real lame people that you have more be there odds. Allegedly.
Yes, that's true. I heard that. Allegedly.
That's what I heard. I was on forum.
I think everybody has their type, you know? Everyone has their age bracket, their look bracket.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Their limits and whatever, their rules, so to speak. Yeah, that's true.
I also think it's getting a lot bigger in the.
And then let's face it, there are the ones that, you know, community. Just go to watch. That's a huge turn on for them. They don't necessarily, you know, go to play with anyone, but they watch all the action and that's what gets them off and they go do their own thing.
Yeah, swingers are not fans of those people.
Yeah, no, they're really not.
For real, so, you know, like, that's creepy.
Really
allegedly, I heard that's really creepy.
Oh, my
gosh. What you do, and there's some guy sitting there rubbing his junk, looking at you.
Well, allegedly,
that's,
when it's the
that's
single
creepy
guys
that
do
I've
that.
Heard.
Like, I was, like,
if
in
it's
a hot
a couple,
tub on a Sunday fun day. We thought the fucking venue was, like, empty. Everyone was done partying. We're, like, you know, you're just fucking, and then you get into that moment where you're just not where you're at anymore and you're just in this whole other
world
like,
yeah,
Narnia, like it's just a different fucking high, like,
right?
So I'm fucking in the jacuzzi terrible idea. That's very drunk. Don't judge me.
Wait, why is that a bad idea?
Oh, we know. We know you love jacuzzis, baby. But
the one at my house that I'm in all the time. That's what I love.
See, I was at a venue.
The one at my house.
I was fucking in a jacuzzi.
See, I don't know none about that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Allegedly, he doesn't.
Allegedly, it's not safe to fuck in the, you know.
Why? What happened?
Because everybody, you might have a baby that belongs to everyone.
You know, they say that but I think
the bleach
that
in there does.
I know. Okay. Does it though? But I don't know. It's just a joke. I really do. They are clean. They are.
They are.
But everyone kind of jokes, like, you know, everybody fucks in the jacuzzi.
Or whatnot, but
nothing's happening.
You definitely have to go with somebody you know, because at the end of the day, it's hard to have sex in a jacuzzi with a condom.
Oh, coconut oil. Yeah, works coconut wonders. Oil. Coconut oil doesn't dry out in the water.
That's just whack. Really. I'm sorry. Having sex with a condom in a jacuzzi that just defeats the I don't know.
You can't. Yeah, I can see how difficult that one would kind of be.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, back to my story. I'm like on top of my guy, riding him, like in the moment, like.
Was it wrong?
Orgasm. Of course it was.
Okay. You ever watch a porno and get disappointed when they have a condom on? Like, I get very disappointed when I watch a porno and there's a condom on. I just don't want to see those. I want my porn dirty. I want it dirty and raw.
Yeah,
if
but
you wear a condom, like, what the hell? That's like a whack profession.
But, you know,
like, you're a professional.
Though,
you're
but don't to get forget checked at out. The time. Remember though that time when you know HIV first came out, and then you know the porn stars were getting it left and right, and I think that was kind of that whole scare and that kind of started.
I know, but still,
that.
You know what? You're a professional.
But it is kind of disappointing.
It is. It's like, you know, I'm like, he's like, yeah,
you
I'm like,
take
I'm, like
that cum.
I'm like taking it, and then all of a sudden you throw a condom. I'm like, what? Like that just. My
yeah,
brain
it,
is soft.
It kind of ruins it.
It does ruin the moment.
I mean, bareback is definitely hotter, but yeah, in a porn, definitely.
Porn is definitely so horrible. It's like, I don't even know why they make those. those should be for sex education classes.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
They make like condoms you can't really see now.
Type of condoms
that they're like the thin the lambskin ones.
Oh, for the ones that are like allergic to latex. Or
so
the
I'm
lambskins.
Allergic to latex.
You know, for a man,
so it's kind of hard for me to
like
be
for
fucking
a,
around.
Like to be honest, for a married man like me, like using a condom is like the worst thing in the world.
Well,
like you know, my wife when she got pregnant afterwards, you know, she's open, so it's like they say to use one, you know, because you know, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, why?
Who told you?
Well, no,
that?
The doctor said, like, because it's open there and stuff like that. And then my sperm, they may, you know, it may cause some infections or something like that because she hasn't completely healed.
I would check the medical credentials of that doctor.
Well, no. He said you don't have to. He was just saying that, you know what I mean? And then she's very susceptible of getting pregnant again, stuff like that. So,
oh, this is after.
Yeah,
I thought
after.
You meant while she was pregnant.
Oh, no,
pregnant.
No. This
is
right after she's pregnant.
What, you're going to get another twin or triplet
No. So he was like, you know, my horny ass, I'm like, yo, I need to get it. So I put it on and like, I don't know, it just couldn't stay there. It was like, I don't know. It was like putting snot in a rubber bag. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to stuff it in.
Snot in a rubber bag.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Getting back on topic.
I'm just saying. You ever see a man with a softie try to put a condom on?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
like the worst experience.
Well,
in the world.
I love it when they're trying so hard to get it hard. You know, just like relax. Like the more you try, the less it's gonna work.
The less it's gonna work. Exactly.
Yeah, you concentrate. Like, come on.
Yeah,
because
then they get aggravated.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And then you're just making more awkward for everyone involved.
That's why you have to have a big enough penis where you could do it even when it's soft. That's what I allegedly heard.
Oh. You know.
Oh.
So I allegedly heard.
You just allegedly crushed some dudes. You know. You really did.
Well, here's the thing. Why the fuck does it have to be all penis in vagina? Like, if your cock isn't working,
you lick it.
Let's go, boo.
Whatever my penis can't do, my mouth can definitely
exactly.
do.
Yeah, there's
exactly.
You know, it's really hot watching girls orgasm.
Oh yeah,
make your
watching,
woman
watching
orgasm
the boys,
over
yeah,
and over.
Use our toys.
Edge her.
Yeah,
maybe in the process of playing around, you'll get aroused and your blood flow
will
go back down there.
Exactly.
And
Well, you know, so, and it's getting out of that, you know, that mindset of everyone watching too.
So,
I think.
Question. Hmm. At venues, since that is the topic, when a man is performing oral sex on you, allegedly, are you wanting him to do it for you to orgasm, or you're doing it just for the pleasure of it? Especially when you're involved in the venue situation. Good like, question. Privately is different, I think, but, like, when you're in those situations, it's like, you better make me come before you do it, or is it, like, just get me hot?
I think orgasming in front of people is very personal. I think so, right? Like, you're coming in front of a bunch. I don't know if it's easier for men or women. So, or easier for each person. It's different. Yes. For me, I think I think too much probably. I can last a long time. Like, I like edge play. So I will play and play and play and play, and you will get frustrated trying to make me orgasm.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
unless
for me
you're
it's
really
harder.
Good in bed, then kudos to you, and I will fuck
exactly.
you again.
I think it takes me a much longer time to orgasm if I'm being watched, like if I'm in a club.
But I was one time at a house party, and I was kind of, there was one person that it was his party, it was his birthday party, and he didn't know me, but I knew everybody there. He's like, yo, you seem dope. You know everybody I know.
So you felt obligated because it was his birthday, right?
No, what the fuck? Hell no, listen.
You cannot fuck the birthday boy at his party. That's horrible.
Nah, hell no. I was being so mean to him.
If it's my birthday, you ain't, get out.
Well, I was invited there by everybody.
Then
okay.
You still get
by
out.
By everybody.
If it's my
but
birthday,
you were mean
I need
to the birthday boy.
Well, I wasn't mean. I'm just, I don't like it when people are all up on me. Like, when you first meet me,
but it's his birthday.
We're going to go through a process of me getting to know you even get to see my tits.
Right.
Like, so that's just the way that I am.
But it's his birthday. He couldn't even see the tits on his birthday. You cruel.
He got to see the tits later on. Let me finish the story. Oh, okay. So I'm laying on the bed or whatever, and I'm just chilling. He's talking to me. We're getting to know each other. And then in the process of me just laying there.
A dick in your face.
No, I'm, like, wearing lingerie, like, throughout the, like, hour of us hanging out, like, five different people at the party would just come up and eat me out. And just, I'll just be having a conversation with whoever was in the room.
But I was
like, in a boss ass pose. Like,
and you just laying there, niggas like, hey, let me look it. Okay,
and,
bye.
Or girls too. Whoever wanted to. But, you know, and then later on, he kind of was like, dude, you're a fucking boss ass bitch. I'm like, why? Because I didn't notice at the moment. He's like, you were just laying there doing your thing, mind your own business. And people just come up to you, pay attention to you, eat you out.
You know, I don't.
Make you feel good and let you.
You know what I don't understand? This is why I don't get about these clubs, allegedly, what I've heard. How people, like guys or girls, engage of giving oral sex. Especially guys, and then say, yo, I don't want to catch a disease from a girl.
This was a private party. This was a private party.
I don't want throat cancer.
Oh, now you want to use condoms? Now you want to use condoms?
No, I just never see the point personally. Like, if I'm going to go there with you.
You should know that person
But I know, but if a lot of people don't. Like, allegedly what I've heard at these venues.
Damn, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I think I've shoved my face in some unknown pussy.
And then people are like, yo, I'm going to put on this condom because I want to protect myself from diseases. Like, really? Like, really?
I don't think I've put unknown dicks in my mouth, though.
But that's actually safer.
What? Why is that safer?
Because as a woman, if you have something, like, it's all, like, it's there.
Okay, so from the medical standpoint, though, like, it's harder for girl to girl to give or catch something.
I don't
versus not 100%.
Let's not say 100%. These alleged facts.
Yeah,
that we're not sure.
They'll quote us and sue us.
Let's
like,
not.
You know, the show said that. No, it's not. I can't
allegedly.
Catch nothing from this.
I should say allegedly.
Yeah,
harder.
I
didn't say
you
couldn't.
You know why I'm saying
I don't know?
Because
you couldn't.
I got tested a couple months ago, and I went to this spot on Mills Avenue. They do it for free. They'll give you an AIDS test and herpes and all that good stuff. You just go sign up. It's quick, literally 15 minutes. But I'm there, and they ask you the questions, you know, like, how many partners have you had in the past year? I give them a number.
Gave them
and
a
then
lie
they,
number.
Then they go, no, I literally was like, listen, I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't even know, man. I'm like, it's, I play, like. It's
allegedly.
Realistically. Because it's not just intercourse. It's whoever you've
have oral
played
sex
with.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely.
You know, and.
I only count the ones I kissed.
I mean, no, so then the people in the room, because there's always two people, he goes, okay, so now how many females? And I go, what? He's like, how many females have you hooked up with this year? And I'm like, man, if you got a double.
Only really? One, now you're getting only, really specific.
Only the ones
okay.
that I really liked.
Right? The count? Ones I slept with again?
But yeah, the first
once
time didn't
I did
count.
Once or
the first
multiple
time didn't
times.
Count. So the second time, then I count as one. I understand. Yeah, okay.
So if I was with this chick six times, it only counts as once, right?
No, that counts as like two or three times.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Only once. Only if you sat with her a second time.
Oh, okay.
If it's eight times, that's still one time.
Okay.
So I would count.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's not my rules. It's just the rules, okay?
Just the rules.
Okay, that's the rule.
Just the rules.
I'll have to remember. What so rule that, number so, was that?
So then what did they say? They asked for the girls and then, oh, that was the story?
Yeah, well, then I had to. Well, no, because you don't. I don't know. It's fucked up, but like I don't. How I was saying that, you know, I just kind of shove my face in, like, unknown pussy I have. I've learned to not now. I'm a lot more cautious now. But I did go through a period where I was just getting hammered, shit-faced, going through a whole phase. And
kind of
I think everybody in the lifestyle goes through that phase, allegedly, I heard.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, we get a little excited, I think, when we first.
You're like, man.
I never thought about that. Because I did, like, for 2 years, which is the 2 years that I've been in it. Now I'm like,
you did so much shit 10 years from now, like, y'all hope I ain't getting paid, but let me go check myself out because I did some shit a long time ago. Shit has been dormant in my body for years.
Well, sometimes you have to sit back. Yes, you have to sit back, like, quality over quantity.
Yes, dude, seriously.
See, what meant,
I'm at a point in my life now where I'm definitely quality over quantity. Like, what? I want top notch. Like, I've had enough experiences in my life where it's like, you really got to bring some shit to my table.
And you got to make sure you keep all your exes' numbers so you can call them every few years to see, hey, how's life? So you've been checked out lately? How's life? Yeah. Oh, okay. You clean.
That's
okay.
Interesting. But why? What if you've stopped hooking up with your exes?
It doesn't matter. But what about when you hooked up with them? They had some shit. 2 years later, hey, you know what?
Oh, I guess things could be dormant.
Exactly. So you know what?
Can be dormant.
I make sure I follow them all on Facebook. It'd be like 20 years later, I still follow them. Yo, how's your health? How's everything going?
There you go.
Got it.
Yes, definitely. It's very important. Well, you saw on when we were on the morning talk show yesterday, one of their followers was trying to be a little snooty, but we were realistic. They were like, you know, oh, well, what about, you know, diseases that come in the lifestyle and, you know, some other shit they said in the comment.
Exactly.
But I'm like, we're not running around just fucking raw. Like,
actually, statistically, in the lifestyle, it's a very low STD
it's
rate.
It's safer. Yes,
that's lifestyle. True. That
it's
is
actually very
true.
Low.
Yes.
Very true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, okay, so we're a little slutty, but
you know when it catches up to you? I know what I had to. Me and my wife had two kids, and every time, you know, as a woman, they go for the test right before, and she's pregnant. Oh man, I think about everything I ever did in my life. I'd be so scared because you know what I'm saying. Because I'm like, yo, I'll affect my baby. You know what I'm saying? So and then my wife give me that look.
Why don't
like,
you get a vasectomy?
What? Yo, so I don't know that. I'll be too wild. I'll probably be wild then. Like, oh, word. See, you know what I'm saying?
That's what Shamar. Shamar was saying that.
There's some chances.
Like, gotten better after.
So, but now
vasectomy.
If I get a vasectomy, my wife would never know because some chick, I'm pregnant. She a liar, baby. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I mean, you know what? I do want to get one, but my wife said we're still young and she never know.
That's true.
Oh.
So you know.
One more baby.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm past.
I just masturbate a lot to keep my sperm count low.
You are the blue lipstick. Vasectomy just to keep the sperm count low. My shit's still strong enough to survive.
Yeah.
They're swimmers. They're strong swimmers, no matter what.
Oh, my goodness. I'm done with you guys.
We're terrible. We're in a good way.
So, cons of private parties, I'd say you don't... I think after a while... you kind of do get clicky without even trying to get clicky. I've noticed that.
Yeah, like the private ones are very clicky.
Like, well, you know, you end up meeting people in the venues. You start clicking with the people that you fuck with the right. most you're attracted to. Then, you know, you introduce them to your friends and you just slowly, slowly start molding this, your own circle.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
But then,
that's
then, very but true. Then I'm, what I've heard and noticed from other people telling me these things, that those circles start become less about swinging and more about friendship. And they don't fuck as much. Like they used to, because they so clicky at friendship.
Interesting.
Because like how many times can you keep fucking the same people? Yeah. A lot of the times at those parties, which I've heard allegedly that like they're so they hang out, they talk for so long, they chill because they're friends now.
It's true.
That they're not fucking.
It's true.
Not our circle.
No. Yeah and no.
Yeah and no.
Yes and no. no. Drama does appear in it because you start getting personal. Mm-hmm.
Drama starts and people start dating, but then break up and there's always that tension.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's really not like at first, you know, everybody's fucking in the clique.
So
you
I
know,
guess that's like that there's pros friends. And cons with that. Yeah. Because then
there
you, because if you have your clique, you kind of each time you do hook up, it's a level up. You get more comfortable with each other.
True.
You're going to get into dirtier, kinkier things.
And then feelings may start happening.
If
you hook it up regularly.
Well, damn, how regularly are you hooking up with these people?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know nothing about this lifestyle. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think people have time to have the lifestyle like that.
No. And and for me,
believe
I
it or not, our crazy lives, we do have real jobs and careers,
true.
Which is kind of funny because you see these people, you know, running around naked, acting a fucking great fool. And it's like, you're a fucking firefighter? What? Like,
you're a police officer?
What? First of all, let me hide.
You're a surgeon? What?
You're a U.S. senator?
Oh, okay.
Are you a U.S. senator?
Okay.
Are you the vice president of the United States of America?
And you know what's funny? The most people I've met, too, in the lifestyle seem to be from the medical profession.
Yes.
And you know most huge lifestyle?
I, medical profession.
And you know what? Statistically, most people that are in the lifestyle are Republicans.
Well, yeah, conservative we were Republicans. Here. They said that so we were
I could
on
see
this
that.
Show.
That I could see. I could see the Republicans anymore. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, politics is not sexy conversation to have.
No.
Fucking
what?
Ain't.
You don't want to talk about Trump before
Dude,
you get in.
Oh my God, have I had
That's
to
sexy.
Stop like
That's sexy.
Cover like everyone's naked and then you know one person says a comment and then there comes the you know majority are Democratic and then there comes the one Republican that wants to make it all serious and shut the fuck up
exactly like, you're not there to
I
talk
literally
about
had
politics.
To tell them to shut the fuck up and they're just like
really?
Well, what
someone
do you mean?
Actually started about politics
dude it's happened like
shut
two
up and
or
get this
three
dick.
Times like and I had to kind of tell them on the side like yo just stop because you're gonna rile up this whole circle and it's just you against like 20 naked people and you're just gonna make it awkward
right
and I'm gonna put
and
my titties away and everybody's gonna get mad
out, and then he's gonna ruin
please
all
don't
our
put the titties away please
oh yeah don't run
why would you
don't ruin
yeah.
my sexual vibe no that's not
like
cool.
Why would you even talk about that at a party like that doesn't make sense
no,
I'm there to
really
get
doesn't.
I'm there to have fun I think people talk too much sometimes at
they
parties.
Do talk
that what
too
I
much.
Allegedly heard.
Allegedly they do.
They'd be you like, yo, dude, like seriously, why are you talking? Like let's go. Oh, well, how are you I don't want to get to know you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can say hi, how you doing? All that chit chat, but after that
right.
it's like, okay, are we doing this or not?
I don't need your astrological
exactly,
sign, your political
I don't
views,
need to know
your
about,
religious
I don't want,
views.
I don't want to know about your kids. I don't want to know about your dog at home.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about bad experiences at parties and I don't want to hear none of that stuff.
So okay, so at what time do you guys think that it's okay to so you're saying there shouldn't be any personal connections in the venues
I mean if you go in there for one thing if you're going in to meet somebody yeah but that's something that should flow it shouldn't be like you know for me to do something with you I need to know everything
I think people cock block a lot of people in venues as well
yes I've seen that
I've definitely had those lingering couples you know
Oh, yeah, they
you
creepy.
Had,
like,
you know?
That's what I
and
heard.
You like them yes. as a friend, and, you know, you love them, but it's like, okay, like, get the...
Yo, I think people get confused, poly and swinging.
I definitely
that's a huge
agree.
One, too, yes.
They get those confused. If you're looking for a relationship that's poly is not swinging, like, some of them couple act like they're looking for, like, that third to be with them.
Yes.
But it's like... Yo, that's another situation.
That's a totally different
that's
situation.
That's not at a swing club. We having fun. Then you want to be our girlfriend? Like, no. You want to be our boyfriend?
And
no.
And I've had that happen before to myself. So, yeah, I mean, but it's different. They're not the same thing. They're not two in the same thing. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. I haven't run into that. People just can never figure me out. So I think I'm more like annoying people. You know, I keep them kind of like on their toes. One second I'm not. What's up?
You're always keeping them guessing. Depends on how much time Yami has had to drink as well.
Like, someone comes to get, they get real hurt, though. They be real hurt afterwards, no, and you like all your body, like, oh, that's it? Like, what did you think it was?
Yeah. I hate disappointing people, but still, there's still a difference. You got to know the difference. There's that little line there, yeah. Yeah.
I think that should be one of our topics, poly situations, poly relationships.
Well, that would be a good topic. I think we should do that topic.
Polys and swinging.
The difference.
That could be the next episode.
Next week.
Yes.
So I want to hear kind of like people's personal stories. Yeah. We have a Instagram now, which is RSVP Talk Lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys can send us a DM, follow us, and let us know if you prefer polyamorous versus swinging, because it is different. Polys is more of a relationship.
Exactly. Let us know why. And
is swapping, and that's it. No talking.
Because a lot of people, because a lot of people think they poly when they have a regular sex partner. Like, they have a regular person they see, but they're like, oh, we're poly, but that's not really
but that's
poly.
Still, that's no, exactly.
Just sexing somebody.
Because for me, I've been with sexing couples that I've been with for, say, a year or two, you know, the same couple, and we're not in a poly relationship. I'm just the playmate, and but see, for me, I also always remember to keep it that way, because that's how I want it. I don't want to be into their relationship. I would rather always be their playmate. I might be just their playmate.
I'd rather be poly. But my poly, I think, is yours is kind of, you know, every situation's different. You know, you have your different girlfriends. And with me, I would, sorry, I was talking to that guy over there in the corner.
Talking to the one in the corner.
Tom, I'm talking about Tom, people, relax.
Silent Tom. He's not peeping right now.
I've all my relationships are open relationships. They're poly. I don't necessarily want to see you fucking someone all the time. I don't want to hear about it all the time. And vice versa. I don't want to hear about your personal relationships with another person. Like, I've dated other polyamorous people, though. You know, they like to be too honest and too forward. And then texting that person, like, if y'all all in a relationship. No, if you're with me these next 2 hours, motherfucker,
you're with me.
You pay attention to me. I don't want to hear about Sally or Talia or Monica. Like, I don't care about your other conquests. I'm not jealous. I just don't give a fuck about your situation with them. That's just the way that I am.
Got you.
Now, that kind of polyamorous. I'm opening it to it. I'm not saying, we can all party together if I see them, you know. But just know that I'm the main person in the room.
Okay.
When you're with them personally, that's your situation.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that's just the way that I am in polyamorous relationships. But some people like to be completely 100% open and let each other know every single detail that's going on.
Yeah, I don't need that much information.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a little TMI for me. But that's just for me, you know? Like, I love hanging out with couples
that I've hung out with that are poly. And then, you know, what they'll do is they'll, you know, send each other photos. You know, send me a dirty photo of what you guys are doing.
And it's funny, too, because I've been really good friends with my playmates and hung out with them, you know, in non-playmate events or whatnot. As also as
well, that's what I was kind of saying last
episode.
But
I still don't kind of get into their relationship part, if that makes sense, you know?
For couples.
Yeah, like I'll go hang out with you and be friends, and we go have a great time as friends. Again, it doesn't have to be such a play date.
Well, because you date both the male and the guy and the girl in the relationship.
But I'm not really technically dating them. They're more, it's a friendship.
But you're saying, yeah, you're just playing.
But yeah, but when it's a play date, it's a play date and it's on.
You know? We're not talking. I don't want to hear about your feelings.
Yeah, we're definitely kind of not talking as much.
All right, everybody. Well, that's it for our show. It went pretty fucking fast today.
Right? and we're sorry for the ones that had to tune in 20 minutes late.
Yeah.